What is up, Kasoku? Welcome back to another episode of the Samurai Summit and Otaku Podcast. And this week's episode, it's going to be a little bit more short than usual. But it's going to be fun still. Don't worry. No worries. I got you guys and girls. And we're on episode 48. After this one's going to be two more episodes. And we'll be hitting episode 50. The big 5-0, you know. We're going to be halfway through episode 100. I can't freaking believe it. I'm super fucking hype. GGG. All right. So, like I said, it's going to be a short episode. Probably shorter than usual. Maybe around half an hour, 20 minutes more. But we'll see how it goes. I might end up just keep talking and talking and talking to him. Hey, what if? Just think about it. What if I end up talking for 5 hours. Yep, 5 hours. Will you listen to the whole podcast? Will you listen 1 hour every day? So that way you finish it from Tuesday all the way to Saturday? I don't know. Let me know in the description below, like if there was a YouTube video. But anyways, some of the things I've been doing lately is I got a new RAM for my PC. So you know, I built a PC about a year ago, and it was mainly built to do for like designing, like graphic design, video editing, you know, stuff like that. And when I built it, I only did 32 gigabytes of RAM, which I know it does like hitting the limit for 4K editing, something like that, around there. So I decided, well, I didn't buy it myself, it was actually a gift from a girl. So I ended up getting another 32 gigs around, and now it runs even more beautiful than before, so I'm excited for that. Aside from that too, I'm actually almost done with that time I got reincarnated as a slime, the light novel volume 1, after a year. It's pretty crazy, right? After a year, I'm finally able to finish it. And probably around, let's see, last time I remember, for sure it's less than 100 pages by now, maybe in the 40s around there. So I'm excited for it. After that, I'm probably gonna try to finish, let's see, what am I missing? I think I'm missing, oh yeah, Mob Psycho is a volume 2 or volume 3. I still haven't finished it. Come in, Asai. I know, it's shame on me. It's just I want to finish the light novel first before I start reading mangas. Because it's going to be faster reading the manga than the light novel. Well, not in this case, because I've been trying to finish Mob Psycho for a cool minute too. But hopefully this week I'm able to finish everything. Well, the Tensura light novel and the Mob Psycho manga. And after that, I might continue with the Mob Psycho or... No, I think I might just try to finish Blue Flag. Since I think I already completed the whole series. I just gotta finish. I forgot on which volume I stayed. Actually, I have it on my notes. I literally forgot what was the last volume I read for. I was gonna say most like a Blue Flag. So according to my little notes, it's actually, okay, volume 4 was the last volume I read for Blue Flag, and it was in June. So that was about six months ago. Well, yeah, it's December, depending, but yeah, 6 months ago, I finished volume 4, so I kind of forgot how they ended. It was in the fireworks, in the festival. I think so. I gotta look back on volume 4, the last pages, and after that, I think... You know, continue probably with Mob Psycho, try to finish it, catch up, because I think they're still releasing, not monthly, but still releasing new volumes. But I do gotta start reading Bullet Royale, since I finally got volume 1 and 2. Yeah, I think it's time to read that. And aside from that, I haven't read Hentai yet, the ones that I bought from Anime Expo. That's a lot. I read, let's see, one of them. And I read a few pages, and then, because, you know, my kids were asleep, well, one of them was asleep, the other one was with his grandma, and I was alone in the house, so like, you know what, I have time, but then only had time for like 10 minutes or so. And then people came, so I was like, well, time to put it away. So I must start reading that soon as well. There's so much to catch up. Probably I'll start doing it once I'm done with Japanese class. The semester is almost over. Yeah, I mean, I still gotta study afterwards, you know, continue studying, because they're not gonna forget everything. Oh shit, I haven't registered for the next class. Fuck, it's probably gonna be too late already, and it's gonna be full, and they're gonna be on the wait list. Oh shit. Oh, bugger, bugger. Oh my god, man, I don't even know what day it is today. Honestly, I'm like all over the place. In other news, though, okay, so you know, you peeps know that I don't like soccer at all. I do love the anime. For usually any sports anime, I'm all for it. Doesn't matter where it is. Even if it's golf, I'll probably be like, "Fuck it, let me do it," because I know they're gonna make it fucking epic. But real soccer, I'm really a fan of. Before, I said it years ago, usually on every World Cup, if I would have to go for a team, no, I wouldn't go for Mexico. All my family goes for Mexico. So I have to be, you know, the outcast and go for something else. So I would go for Japan. I always said it. Japan would be for the World Cup, but I really don't want to watch it. But if I have to go, like an example for football, I don't like football, but if I have to choose a team, I would go for the Detroit Lions. One, because they have blue. And you know your boy has to have something with blue. And two, because of Eminem. Detroit 313. And so for, and I get into the anime really, but you know, it's a little intro of the podcast, which we have time because it's going to be a short episode. So anyway, so for basketball, it's the Warriors, which is blue. And probably basketball is my favorite sport. For hockey, it's the Blues. It's in its name, blue. And of course, their jerseys are blue too. For football, will be the Detroit Lions. They have some blue with gray. That's cool. And, you know, mainly for Eminem. For soccer, I don't care about the regular soccer, but if it's for a World Cup, I would go for Japan. I know it's, the jerseys are white too, but they also have a blue one. So it all makes sense. Well, my guys, Spain and Germany, man. The blue lock is real. I'm pretty sure they're watching Blue Lock, so they could, I haven't finished the latest episode as a recording of this podcast. Probably by the release of the podcast, I'm already be done with the episode. But anyways, the Blue Lock is real. Watch, if Japan wins the World Cup for the first time, they're gonna give credit to the Blue Lock mangaka. Watch, they're gonna be like, yeah, he was our lucky charm, which I fucking agree. I don't give a fuck. Japan, you better win. Right now I'm excited because I'm recording this on Sunday. Tomorrow is gonna be the game against Croatia, I think, so hopefully they do. Now if they end up winning against Croatia and on the next bracket Brazil ends up winning, that means it's gonna be Japan versus Brazil, kind of like Captain Tsubasa. If I'm not mistaken, it was Captain Tsubasa. I think the finals or something like that. It was Japan against Brazil. So hopefully it happens and then Japan's going to win. And, you know, it's going to be crazy. If they win, then probably they're going to play against Argentina because I know they're going to win. And then they beat Argentina, you know, beating Messi. Like I said, I don't know a lot about soccer, but I do know Messi is one of the greatest in soccer. So that's that, and just hopefully Japan wins overall. And I ended up buying the jersey. We said it, I think I said on the last podcast or a few episodes ago that it was the same, you know, by the mangaka of Blue Lock. So I ended up buying it and no regrets. I'm fucking loving the jersey. Even if they lose, I'm just gonna be wearing every day without taking a shower like a real otaku. What's up? I'm kidding. I do take a shower every day. Actually, if I don't take a shower, I feel dirty. I don't go out. Like if I haven't taken a shower, I won't leave my house until I take a shower. Even if I have to go downstairs or whatever, it's like out to go get the mail or something, I probably would take a shower first. That's just who I am as a person. And aside from that, let me see. I think I'm missing something else. Oh, I started playing a little bit more of the SAO VS versus Shadow, something like that. It's called, well, that one, the one I talked about it on the previous episode. And it's pretty cool. I'm actually liking it. It's cool. I haven't played actually for the last couple of days. Same with that time I got Reincarnated as a Slam. I started playing it again, but I kind of stopped for the last couple of days. And I needed to pull, because I have a banner for Cena, and I needed to pull her. I ended up getting the super rare, the SR. And then I like, all right, cool, fuck it, whatever. So I got the SR. But I'm like, you know what? I got more, I did some quests, got more gems, and I ended up doing another pull. Like, fuck it, let me try it again. And boom, got the double SR for Cena. And she's fucking amazing, just shooting from afar. Dude, I love her. I just gotta, you know, max her up. I really don't care if later she's not that great or whatever. So I just love her as a character. And honestly, for any gacha game for me, only pull for characters that I like, even if they're not that great, because I just like to collect characters that I want, and it helps me not spend money or a lot of money in the game too. So that's a plus. Highly recommend Dalarina, giving it a shot, an opportunity. This is everything you ever wanted. In one moment, will you capture it? Or you just leave? Boom, copyright it, because it sounds exactly like Eminem. Dude, I'm just so fucking, I'm stupid. What else? Oh yeah, I ended up actually purchasing 3 of the reprints for White Stars. That time I got Reincarnated as Slime. I still haven't opened any. Wish me luck, guys. Hopefully I'll pull a sign card. I bought 4. You know, like they say, you know how I'm gonna say, you have one shot, one opportunity. Well, I got 4 shots, 4 opportunities to get a sign card. Probably won't get crap, cause that's how I roll. I do gotta say though, the One Piece booster box, I haven't opened the rest because I bought 5 booster boxes. I pre-ordered 5. Okay, so you guys probably saw my shorts if you guys are following me on YouTube. Even on Instagram actually and Twitter, I posted a video. I got one of each of the starter decks, and I bought also, I pre-ordered 5 of the booster boxes. And I ended up picking it up on, I picked them up on Saturday. So I totally forgot to pre-order 5, which is good because I buy each booster box around $70-$75, and now they're selling for like $120 a booster box, just one. So like, I'm glad I fucking bought 5, and I open one, I record it, I get, like I said, part one, it's divided into 2 parts because I usually don't want to make a long video of one booster box because I think people don't watch the whole thing, and I think making it shorter would be better as well. So I did part one and part two, and the booster box did not disappoint. That's what I'm saying. Part one was released yesterday. Part two, depending at the time that you're listening this podcast, should be already on Tuesday, today. So either way, if you're listening way too early in the AM, then it's probably going to be later in the day. But for sure, today, part two is coming out as well. So make sure to, you know, go check out my YouTube channel. Subscribe, you know, it's unlimited though. And, you know, hit the notification bell so you get notified whenever, you know, I love a new video, you know, go help a brother out. So that's crazy. Still debating if I should open the starter deck, because I already did in Japanese. I don't think you guys want to see the English version. I mean, it's the same thing, just with English letters. Maybe I'll do some shorts. But yeah, that was something else I bought too. So I ended up getting some White Stars and some, you know, the One Piece one. I'm still waiting for the binder that I bought from Premium Bandai, so hopefully I arrive. Oh, speaking of Premium Bandai, so here's a funny story. Well, it's not really funny, but kind of, whatever. I got a package from Premium Bandai, right? And I thought it was going to be the One Piece binder. So, you know, whatever. Got home, opened it at home. And then when I opened it, like, wait, what the fuck is this? There were 2 brown boxes inside. And when I raised Dragon Ball Super, I'm like, what the fuck did I order from Dragon Ball? Because I did purchase a silver card, but that one comes out until like February. So I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it turns out it's like the fifth anniversary, like premium box or whatever, that I purchased two, like I purchased two like fucking months ago. I forgot about it. Like, holy shit. So they were around $100 each. So I'm like, I wonder how much they're going on YouTube. Because I think, I mean, on YouTube, on eBay, because I think there's two versions. The one that you could purchase at the regular stores or your LGS or like whatever. And then the one that you're able to purchase only for premium Bandai, if I'm not mistaken. And apparently each one of them, they're selling for like $240. So that's even more than what I purchased two of them. So you know what it is? It's time to purchase, I mean, time to sell them for $240 once I get my money back. Because your boy's going broke, my guys. You know, every time during Christmas, buying shit, gifts, I need extra cash. So I might have to sell them. Let me know if you're looking for any of them. $240 on the spot. Shipped included, shipping included. You know what? $10,000 of shipping. I think that sounds about right. Okay, anyways, let's get on to the news, because I think I'm getting talking way too much on this. Okay, so we got some funny news, and it has to do with related to Pokemon Center. So apparently Pokemon Center on Twitter, they posted this this tweet, because they did a collab with Nicole Fujita, and then they apologized for it, because Pokemon Center apologized for writing the model Nicole Fujita's name as Nicole Fujita. You're saying, what the fuck are you saying? You said the same thing. That, yes, I did. It's not an error. So even native Japanese people, they weren't even sure what's wrong with the name, if it's the same. So it's like so funny, man. It's so funny. So okay, so everything is exactly perfectly the same, but there's an error on the, so you know how in Japan they have three alphabets: hiragana, katakana, and kanji. So katakana, there's a katakana and the kanji that look almost exactly the same, and that's katakana for ni, which is two lines, the, you know, one line on top, one line on bottom. The top line is a little bit smaller. So they did the wrong one. I think they put the katakana on top and the kanji at the bottom, or vice versa. Like the kanji is the right one, and they put the katakana, or the other way around. I don't recall that much. But the only difference between those two kanji is that the space between the two lines, it's a little wider, and the lines are a little bit longer too. That's the only difference. So that's why not even native Japanese people knew what was the mistake. But Pokemon still apologized for it. Like, and it's funny, I think it's still funny, because you still pronounce both of them the same as ni. So I just found it hilarious. And I was looking at the, because on the article, which you can find on the side notes, I was looking at both of them, because how I was reading how they fix it. I like, all right, first kanji looks the same, second one looks the same, third one, I was like, they might be my eyes, but the one of them is a little bit wider than the other one, and the gap is a little bit smaller than the other one. But like, nothing, that might be just my eyes. Then the third kanji, I like, looks the same. Fourth kanji, I mean, third kana looks the same. Fourth kana looks the same. The katakana, the last two are katakana. So I think it was supposed to be the katakana and then the correct one, but they put the kanji one. I don't remember. Anyway, so I like, what's wrong? I was like, I think that's the only thing that's different, but exactly the same thing. And I thought it was probably the typo in the article, but that was really more. And no, that was the kanji and the katakana was what was wrong. It's just too funny, man. Like, no one probably would have noticed it, but actually, you do notice it more when it's actually on in other fonts. You're able to actually tell which one is which, like, right away. You're like, oh, okay, this one's thinner and all that. But if it's just on type, like, through fucking Twitter, you cannot tell the difference. So it's kind of like these other ones from like the so and nay or something like that. They're kind of almost the same, but one's more tilted than the other one. So yeah, it's something like that. It's a little bit different, but oh well. At least I got it fixed and I apologize. But I just thought it was really, really hilarious, if I do say so myself. Now, on other news, light novel authors' work canceled even after ranking in Kono light novel Gasugoi. And yeah, the picture looks pretty cool. You know, it's a cutie in a school uniform. She has her, you know, her shirt's all wet. She's using some, she has a hose free water. The color is blue. You know, your boy loves blue. So it looks like a good light novel, something I wouldn't mind reading. So this article comes from Anime News Network. It says novelist Sento Sakurame announced on Monday that their Mondaiji no Watashi Tachi so wo kaita no wa Onaji class no Monaka Senpai. The person who changes problem children is her classmate Monaka Senpai. That's the translation. Romantic comedy light novel was cancelled due to sales. Sakurame noted that the series ranking the 2023 edition of Takarajimasha's Kono light novel Gasugoi. The light novel is amazing. Guidebook. The full statement is translated below. I have unfortunate announcements to make. Although Mondaiji no Watashi Tachi o Kaita no wa Onaji class no Monaka Senpai won an award at Kono light novel Gasugoi, it has been cancelled due to sales. I am deeply sorry that things have turned out in such a disappointing way for the readers who were looking forward to the continuation. Thank you for all your support thus far. I am saddened because there are still plenty of chapters I want to write, and I have prepared an outline for dramatic events to make the story even better. I'm extremely sorry as an author for squandering the support so many people have given me by letting it end this way. I treasure everyone's passionate thoughts and reviews. I have taken a crazy amount of emotional damage regarding this cancellation announcement tweet. It's awful that the story will forever be left hanging. Also, there are some who might be anticipating the next volume because of positive Kono light novel Gasugoi results, so I have decided to stay clear that it won't happen, even as it wounds me. So I do think it's a little bit sad too. I was on the website Write Stuff Anime, where I buy the mangas now, and I saw there they had these two light novels. And one of them did get, I don't know about the other one, I haven't looked it up, but one of them did get cancelled. They only released two volumes in Japan. In English, they only have one volume. It sounds pretty entertaining, to be honest. So it kind of does suck, especially for people that already read it and they won't be able to know how it ends. I mean, the author could pretty much put it for free, continue free on, put it for free on, or like on their website or something. But again, I mean, yeah, it's hard work and it won't. I mean, I don't know if it's even worth it for him or her. I forgot what was the name of the author already. Oh, yeah, Sento Sakurame. I'm not Japanese, so I don't know if that's the male's or female's name. It might be probably a male's name, sounds more like a male's name, but anyways, yeah, it does suck, especially for people that were actually enjoying the light novel and then just to have it and like that. And I mean, if it was featured on the Kono light novel Gasugoi, that means a lot of people probably did like it. My thing is probably people were just reading it, you know, on the internet for free, which that's why I kind of hate that people do that. That's why I always say you gotta support the author, the artist for music, whatever. Don't just download for free, come on. Okay, light novel, it's like in Japan, it's like what, $5, $6, something like that. It's not stupid expensive, like at all. In the States, a light novel, they usually go for like $15, so we're probably paying like double the price. So that's what we say, support the manga buy the physical light novels. I don't know how it works through Shonen Jump or whatever. So, I mean, like, I read One Piece through Shonen Jump, but I'm still buying the physical mangas. We M&M, an example is an anime related, but to this related. I listen through YouTube Music, but I still buy every single Eminem album physical copy. One, to support him too, and two, I'm a collector. I gotta have, you know, the physical stuff, you know. I'm like, boom, this is my beautiful collection. Same thing with manga, like novels and stuff like that. So it kind of does suck, especially for him. He was like freaking excited that he was able to, you know, his light novel was gonna be on the light. Oh, I don't know if he was or still is gonna be on the that it was on the light novel. So I mean, on the magazine or whatever it is. So yeah, it's like you'd be like, oh hell yeah, it's going so good, and then boom, they tell you like, nah, it's getting canceled, my boy. So yeah, it kind of hurts. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's gonna hurt him a lot. But yeah, that one says so. Moral of the story, I don't know if that was the reason why the sales were bad. People were liking it, were probably just, you know, putting it off the internet for free. I don't know that, but either way, try to support the mangaka, their artists or whatever, you know. It's always good, because if you don't, they're gonna stop making what they're doing and they're just gonna get canceled. Now in other news, which is kind of not really sad news but not great news either, so it's not really news, more like an article that I was reading, and it says 8 anticipated manga that failed to make an impact. So again, it's nothing too exciting, it's more like, okay, depressing, but or maybe they just say they didn't know how to do it or something. So anyways, let's see what we got at number 8. Tokyo Shinobi Squad. And number 7, Phantom Seer. Well, let me actually, you know, read you what it's about so you guys kind of know what's up with it. So, Yuki Tanaka and Kento Matsuda's manga has some potential. Matsuda worked on some well-regarded one-shot like Seka Iwata, Pen's Friend at the End of the World. He even worked as an assistant for Shiro Usazaki, the artist behind the infamous Act H. Thankfully, Yuki Tanaka didn't tank TSS by committing a crime like Act H writer Tatsuya Matsuki. He did it with underwhelming writing instead. So his story about a secret squad of shinobis defending the streets of Tokyo from the crime wasn't as cool as it sounds. The xenophobic overtones didn't help. As he says, Japan's crime rate didn't skyrocket until those darn foreigners started entering the country regularly. While the characters and action were appealing or unique enough to match Naruto or Boruto, what the fuck, everything's better than fucking Boruto. Anyway, it came to an early end in December 2019 after 6 months of Shonen Jump pages. And number 7, Phantom's here. I'm not gonna read the whole thing, just kind of towards the end. At first, its reception was good enough to sell out its initial print run, but it slowly lost steam and ended prematurely. Likely because Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer already catered to fans of magic monster stories. They offer more too, as many readers felt Seer's writing ran out of puff by the 10th chapter. It had to be special to match those two juggernauts, but it wasn't special enough. Another reason why it ended. Ayashimon at number 6. It turns out that both she and the girl are... Okay, so Ayashimon also fell to Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer success. It ended after 6 months in Shonen Jump, ending in May 2022. I'm not going to read the whole thing because that's pretty much what you need. So yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer be killing some shit. And number 5. Time Paradox Ghost Rider. Oh man, don't tell me that. It's on my queue, but still haven't been able to read it on the Shonen Jump app. It just looks so cool. So what's worse than lasting only 6 or 8 months, it's lasting only 3 months. Damn, it only lasts 3 months. That really sucks. Kenji Shima and Tsuneshiro Date's Time Paradox Ghost Hunter. I think it was Ghost Rider. You know what? Let me check on the Shonen Jump app real quick. I don't want to say bad information. Yeah, so right here on the Shonen Jump app, it says, yeah, only 14 chapters. And that sucks. It's called Time Paradox Ghost Rider. Right here, I guess it transitions Time Paradox Ghost Hunter. But I mean, Ghost Rider sounds more. Well, okay, whatever. Got a fair amount of hype, including support from popular anime reviewers like Yo's Mother, Spaceman Theo. However, after its big debut in May 2020, it was canceled quickly and quickly concluded in August 2020. Man, I'm not even gonna fucking read the manga, the chapters then. I did see that was only 14 chapters, so I'm like, oh, maybe it's like a really mini special episode, I mean series or something, but I guess not, it just got canceled. Ah, man. Time to move on then. All right, and number four is Sip Man. Yusaku Shibata may have manga and anime in his blood. His father, Hiroki, directed and provided storyboards for Sailor Moon, Digimon Adventures, and Bobobo. You guys remember that anime? At least a few episodes. It was pretty hilarious. So that's cool. Among others, while his younger sister, Hikari, created My Son, seems to have reincarnated to another world. A manga about a mother coming to terms with her child being sent to another world via car accident or truck. After working as an assistant at My Hero Academia, Shibata took a shot at making his own superhero manga. I could see the similarity as My Hero Academia, so yeah, so yeah, you can see kind of on the pictures. Again, everything's gonna be on the signos on the for the websites. So, in a twin boys, Kaname and Koshiro compete with each other over who can win the affection of their mutual crush. And their contest is cut short when Koshiro is suddenly killed in an accident. I don't remember seeing anything about it or something like that. The writer has hard to keep track and is only a mistress in his Shonen Jump cut it short 5 months into the run of April 2020. So, that was it. It just cut short. Oh, wait, hold the fuck up. And number three, Super Smartphone. Okay. Do you guys remember when I finished Super Smartphone and still like oh, continue as a light novel? So did they cancel the line? I mean, as a graphic novel or what did he say? I think about going towards a light novel. Let me check real quick, my peeps. Okay, Super Smartphone. Damn, because that sucks. So, okay. Right at the end of chapter 23, last page, it says the end. Read more in the graphic novel release. Okay, so is that supposed to be line novel or what's up with that? Okay, so let's see what he says on this one. I didn't read the whole article, I just saw like the first five, like the first three that I announced. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, it should be like, I gotta talk about it on the podcast. But let me read this. So he says Hiroki Tomisawa and Kentaro Hidano manga was about okay. You know, we know what he said about stuff like that. The premise in, yeah, see the premise invited many conversion to that, which is true. We actually I actually mentioned it on the podcast that it gave me that Death Note vibe. Which I thought was oh sorry, I hit the mic. I don't know if it's on the weird. So yeah, so he says it might have been unfair than to be seen in Blender more production. Yeah, so you says the story was finished after 6 months ending October 2022, but it doesn't mention anything about continuing on the graphic novel. Oh, okay, so who knows? I'm confused about this one. Anyways, and number two, Samurai 8, the Tilo Hashirama. That one was first off, I finished it right. Okay, so that one ended prematurely again. So it became reality in May 2019 when it became a story about a sickly boy who dreamed of becoming somewhere. Viz Media even gave it an online trailer. So why did it end prematurely in March 2020? In short, a cool reception and cold sales. So I guess another one, the writer was criticized for feeling underdeveloped and the art being confusing. It's a result for a work by a man behind Once a John was famous protagonist. And then at number one, Ghost in the Shell 2, Man Machine Interface. saw that one ended again as well. So that's kind of sucks. Kind of sad about Temp Product because I was gonna write it, and Super Smartphone. Those are the two that have been from Super Smartphone already. So hopefully the graphic novel continues. So I guess that's some bad news for me. And we are on the final section of the podcast, and then after that, we're gonna be doing the character of the week. It's been like about two episodes that I haven't done it, so I think it's about time we do the character of the week. So let's see what we do on this one. So if you're learning Japanese, which I am, there are seven, well, in this record says seven best manga for Japanese learners, and one of them I knew about because, you know, your boy, when I started learning Japanese quite a few years ago, then I just stopped. So here are the seven mangas for Japanese trainees. No, I don't think they're in any order, but they do have like ranking how difficult level it is. So the first one is Studio Ghibli manga, My Neighbor Totoro. So difficult level, see, that one's a weird one because I think that one's the only one that has a one star, and then it's one out of three. And then it has, so I'm guessing it could be one or two between those two. Many people associate Studio Ghibli with Japanese famous anime and anime movies, and less people know they can enjoy the Studio Ghibli stories with manga. Almost all popular Ghibli movies manga are available in English, and which should you read? If there is a Ghibli movie that you like or have watched that is recommended to read to learn Japanese, what we recommend here is the Totoro and Kiki's Delivery Service. The stories are easier for even children to understand. That is why the two manga adaptations are perfect for learning Japanese. Another manga will be Shirakuma Cafe, which translates to Polar Bear Cafe. This one, the difficulty level is level 1. From 3 stars, it's 1 star. So I'm pretty sure it's easy, medium. But even all of them were kind of easy, because I mean, so that was super easy. Genre is a slice of life and comedy. So if you're into that one looks cool. Another one will be Jotsuba, and that one, it's Jotsubato. So that one is actually in the manga that I actually bought when I was learning. But here's the thing, for me, I was barely practicing some vocabulary, and then I was like, you know what, let me fucking buy a manga and try to translate it with a dictionary and do it. I really didn't have any concept or sentence or structures or anything like that, so it was kind of harder for me. But now that I have a little more experience, I think it's gonna be pretty easy. Difficulty level, it's level 1. Genre is also slice of life. Well, in fact, I actually bought the first one in English as well, so I could kind of like translate it, you know, going back and forth. But I think I'm just gonna open the Japanese one, try to read it. Of course, it's gonna be like a shallow book, and still don't know. And you know, start writing out the book up, start memorizing the vocabulary, and see how it goes. So Jotsuba was another easy one, and from what I recall, it was pretty easy too. Another good one is Doraemon, which is also a difficulty level 1 as well. It's kids family, for the general kids family and slice of life. So you all know Doraemon, the blue cat. Another one, wait, this one caught me by surprise, was actually Dragon Ball. No Dragon Ball Z, but Dragon Ball. I don't think they're talking about the Z one, but I think just the Dragon Ball one, which actually, so let me read actually this one. Difficult is 2 stars. So for Japanese learners to choose the greatest manga of all time, Dragon Ball should be nominated. The linear action and adventure manga writer by Akira Toriyama consists of 42 volumes published between 1984 and 1985. It can be divided into two parts, the first half focusing on the childhood of protagonist Gouken, and the second half for the story after he has grown up. So, you know, so I guess the whole thing should be able to do it. I mean, you know what? At least for Dragon Ball Z, it should be easy. Calls are gonna be like ah or Kamehameha for like multiple panels, or just a bunch of finance we nothing we know words. So you know, His adventures and various bosses are mainly represented, so it's easy to move through the manga in Japanese. There are some little used words in Dragon Ball, such as the Goku's first person, Ora, which means I, but it has little impact on your learning Japanese. So I'm going to give it a shot, start binding Japanese and reading it. At number 6 will be Teasing Master Takagi. Wouldn't that be like, don't tease me, Mrs. Something like that? Then when they translate it. But that one is difficult, number 2. So that one is a slice of life again, and romance. So the conversation consists of simple and clear Japanese words on this one. So that one is cool. I forgot for the Doraemon, that one consists pretty much of the main characters are elementary school students, so the level Japanese in this manga should be pretty easy. For Jotsuba, you know, so it's pretty easy as well. The main character is the child, Jotsuba. And for every Japanese learner at any age or any level can enjoy reading, you know, this one. So that's another easy one. So they, you know, they're pretty simple wording, you know, nothing too crazy. Another one, will be, which I wasn't expecting either, but I kind of thought to say, yeah, it's a sports anime, manga, I'm sorry, so I kind of expected a manga to be in it. And it will be Slam Dunk. That one is difficulty level 2. Of course, it's sports. So this one, you know, it says, you can only enjoy the pro scenes of basketball games, but also learn practical Japanese that young people speak on this one. What's up? And that was at number 7. At the bottom of the article, if you want to read more, but like has some tips. So it says, if you live in Japan, it's strongly recommended to buy those mangas on Amazon. Japan say has an abundant line of products, especially manga in Japanese, which are cheaper than sold those overseas. Search your favorite manga on Amazon, whatever. Besides those recommended options, you should learn Japanese with your favorite manga. Almost all popular manga have been translated into English and other languages. Comparing the original one with the English translation is a highly effective way to master Japanese. It's funny that that's what I was saying with Jotsuba. That's what about the English and the Japanese one. It is also recommended for Japanese learners to watch anime. Here's the list of the best anime, you know. So you could watch Japanese anime, but I'm not going to go into that. That's probably going to be for another podcast. So either way, you're already watching anime if you listen to this podcast. But you in Japanese, for English stuff, but you know what I mean. But yeah, not a lot of people buy Japanese mangas, or not a lot of people actually try to learn Japanese. I think you guys should try, at least give it a shot. Just because like any, not just Japanese, but like any other language, when they make something for that, like, you know, the real language is like, let's say Spanish, English, Japanese, Korean, Vietnamese, Chinese, whatever, it won't have the same, you know, meaning, you know, like the same like impact if it's like you're balancing or something when it gets translated, because some of that gets lost in translation, you know. So I think it should be, I highly recommend you guys start learning Japanese. Of course it's hard like any other language, but hey, you get to share with your friends, be like, whoa, Dama Rasengan. You could start by saying, let's say, Just introduce yourself and you're gonna sound like embarrassed. The example myself, I'll be like, Boku no nabae wa Daiki desu. Dosu yoroshiku negaishimasu. What's up? But yeah, now with that, we are at the fucking character of the week. It's about that time. We are towards the end. And just to give you my... Should I make you guys guess? Of course not, because how am I gonna know if you guess it right? You feel me? But yeah, you know, it's a World Cup. Been watching Blue Lock, so I gotta choose one of the characters. I do have a few favorite ones, but for this one, I'm gonna be basic, and I'm gonna go with the main character, Yuichi Isagi. He just badass overall. I like his skill, his weapon, what they call it. It's pretty cool. Another cool one would be Maguru. He's badass too. There's a bunch of badass characters. The one that I hate is Wataru. If you haven't seen Blue Lock, highly recommend it. Even if you don't like soccer, like I said, I don't like soccer, but I love this anime. It's so beautiful. Well, that's my character of the week. And with that, we're at the end of the podcast. And I think I've been talking way too much nonstop. My throat hurts, no homo. We're probably around 40, 50 minutes around there. Probably 45, whatever. But yeah, thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Thank you for staying with me up till then. Thank you for staying with me. Episode 48, my guys. Episode 48. Yeah, it is 48, right? Yeah, episode 48. And yeah, don't forget to, you know, give us a like, subscribe to the podcast. You know, some people say follow, subscribe, depending on, I mean, some people, some applications, so some apps. So let me know what's up. And also, don't forget to send us some emails at samuraisummitpodcast@gmail.com. You know, follow us on our social media. You know, everything's going to be on the side notes. And as always, I love you guys. I love you girls. That's something weird. See, if I said I love you guys and I love you girls, like, hey, why are you being sexual harassment? I love you, Makasaka. That's what I'm trying to say. We'll see you in the next one. Peace. Yamete kudasai. Ah.